This is a day you made. I'll rejoice and be glad with all that I am. This is a day you made. I'll rejoice and be glad in you. This is a day you made, and your mercies are new. Your promise is true. This is the day you made. I'll rejoice and be glad in you. There's a supernatural praise rising up in my heart, up in my heart. A sound that has to be made, oh Lord. So my heart will sing, you are good, you are good. And with everything, I will praise. So my heart will sing, you are good, you are good. And with everything, I will praise. I will praise. This is a day you made. I'll rejoice and be glad with all that I am. This is a day you made. I'll rejoice and be glad in you. There's a supernatural praise rising up in my heart, up in my heart. A sound that has to be made, oh Lord. So my heart will sing, you are good, you are good. And with everything, I will praise, I will praise. So my heart will sing, you are good, you are good. And with everything, I will praise, I will praise. This is a day you made, so I will give you praise. Whatever comes my way, I'll rejoice in you. This is the day you made, so I will give you praise. Whatever comes my way, I'll rejoice in you. This is the day you made, so I will give you praise. Whatever comes my way, I'll rejoice in you. This is the day you made, so I will give you praise. Whatever comes my way, I rejoice in you. So my heart will sing, you are good, you are good. And with everything, I will praise, I will praise. So my heart will sing, you are good, you are good. And with everything, I will praise, I will praise.
Right, all right. How's everybody doing today? Well, we're here, aren't we? Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm glad we have a God that's not a respecter of people, right? I have a God, I'm glad that we have a God that loves us, that cares for us, that redeems us. This morning, I just want to say we have lots of people that have the flu right now. It's kind of running through the congregation. Carol didn't get off of one side of the couch all week. Yesterday, I battled it. But you know what? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not thy benefits, who takes away all of my sins and iniquities, and he heals all of my diseases. Father, I thank you for your healing touch. I thank you for the power that is in your hand and is in your wings. I thank you for the power that is in your blood and is in your name. But Father, what we do is we cry out to you and we ask you to come with a visitation with us this morning. Lord, we ask you just to be in this place, to awaken us to what Christmas is all about, and that's you. So Father, we just ask you to come, speak into our lives and speak into our hearts, that the 3 points that we'll look at today are the 3 points that we live our life by. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Let's just worship him. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one that could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. Come lead us, Jesus. Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever breathe. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one that could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Oh, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken. I will build my life upon your trust on God. And I'm not sure what anybody here has been going through lately, but it seems like we put our trust in our job to be our financial stability. We put our trust in our family to be our emotional support. We put our confidence in our vehicles. We put our confidence in athletics. And none of those things are wrong to like on this side, but when we put our full life into them, it's an investment that we've sold ourselves to. And when we say we build our life on the love of God, on His foundation, on His truth, what that looks like is, God, I put my whole confidence in you. I lay my entire life at the hand of Jesus. And I forsake every other thing on this earth to build my life for the one who gave this for me. Many of us in this room are believers, but not all of us have completely lived our life as a living sacrifice. And I'll start with myself. But I feel like in this time, God wants us to start presenting ourselves a living sacrifice, a holy and acceptable sacrifice. That's our entire act of worship. That's what worship really is, our lifestyle laid out on the altar of God. So whatever we've been trusting, whatever we've been believing that was going to be our answer to everything outside of God, I'm going to challenge you to lay it at the altar today. And then so put that on one side and lay yourself down as the altar. God will burn up the thing that is not, and He'll purify you because you belong to Him. So Lord, right now we just lay ourselves down before you as living sacrifices to be holy and acceptable before you. Because our worship is more than just a song. It's our lifestyle living before you. And God, we're gathering together as a body of believers today. We're gathering together, God, to just send praise to your name, because you're worthy of our praise. You're worthy of our worship. That it's no goodness of our own that we're even here, but because you chose us so long ago, before we ever chose you, that we can today finally put our full confidence in everything that you've called us to be. Lord, you're our source. God, you're very trustworthy. We can trust you with our life. We can trust you with our jobs. We can trust you with our children. We can trust you with our marriage. And ultimately, Lord, we trust you with ourselves. to this. And it's this bridge where we say, I'll build my life upon your love. Let's take a stand and still with our hands lifted. If you've never lifted your hands before, it's just a sign of surrender to God. I'm open to you and what you want to do with me.
Fill me up, God. Fill
So I'm trying to shake this. I can't really get rid of it, so I'm just going to step out and say it. Worship, so singing to God that's not contingent on how you feel. Doesn't matter if you feel like singing to Him. Doesn't matter if you feel like praying. Do it anyway. And it might sound a little rough, but He didn't feel like dying. He didn't feel like going to a cross. And it's pretty bold of a human to say, I don't feel like lifting my hands and lifting praise to Him. He wants your worship because it changes your atmosphere. So we do this to push our feelings aside. Part of the reason why we do this together. But if you've been struggling with that, I want to challenge you that your worship isn't on your feelings. God would have died for you on your best day as much as He would for you on your worst day. And I know we don't, it's not always comfortable. But all of this front and here is for you. If you want to do it and you don't care who's around you, you could pick a corner to go to. If you need to pray and let some things come out of your heart, it's not on your feelings. Matter of fact, bring Him your feelings. He'll fix it. He changes everything. We'll sing Love of God, overflow, overflow, permeate, penetrate my whole soul. That's what we need. Beyond my feelings, beyond my desires, beyond my own wants.
This morning, as we just continue our service, you can be seated. We'll take up the offering at the end, and just as Omar makes his